My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
My name is Erlyn. I live in Harlem. I will soon become an ECC member, just waiting for some financial situations to settle. I have submitted a few stories before. This is another story. I was just talking to one of my junior high school friends, and we started reminiscing about school. And the story came up of when we were in junior high school. We used to have a pool in the basement, but it got shut down during my eighth year, which was my senior year, because unfortunately someone had passed during the summer of the previous year. I mean, so the school decided to prevent any more incidents. They were just going to close down the pool. And I remember we were not allowed to go down into the basement. It became like this huge thing where everybody would gossip about it. We started making up stories for the freshman kids about how the school was haunted and just to scare them off, to make sure, you know, so the teachers wouldn't have to worry. But we did the thing, but we were sneaking there all the time. And I remember one night, it was for challenge show night. We decided that we were going to go into the pool and sneak in there and try to do kind of like a ritual to summon whoever was that died or whatever. We were young. We were stupid. We decided to go. It was about five or six of us down there. And I remember at first it was just a lot of snickering and all of us just sitting there. We had candles. And we started talking to it. We were like, you're here. Is this true? Then come down. Come out to us. Show us that you're here. The pool was pretty empty. It just had like a baby puddle in the middle. And it was, like, really dirty. And I remember it was very hot in the basement. And all of a sudden, everything just popped and everything got cold. And I remember, like, my friend pausing. She's like, I feel someone behind me. And I was right across from her, and I couldn't see what it was. And I told her, I don't see anything. Again, I'm very sensitive, so I get to actually see and feel a lot of things, but I wasn't able to see it. And then all of a sudden, I see, like, this white light, and it gets colder, and I had goosebumps all over my body, and I feel it coming towards me, and I ran out. And I never went back to the basement. And after that, a few of our teachers actually complained about situations happening in the school. And sometimes I feel responsible for what happened. And then there's days that it's just like, oh, maybe they're making it up as it goes. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know. We might have actually summoned something or someone. I'm not sure how to react to it. I do feel guilty, like I said before, but at the same time, I'm not sure.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.